Ilma is not ill. This morning, Ilma doesn't want to go to school. That's because today is the doctor's visit, and Ilma is worried. She thinks that doctors give children injections. When she comes into the classroom, she sits at her desk without saying anything. The teacher says, "Get out your health records for the visit of the doctor." Ilma calls out, "I've forgotten mine. I can't go." "Of course you can," her teacher says reassuringly. "Everyone is going." "It's not worth it. I'm not ill," the girl insists. "It's for all children, whether they're ill or not," the teacher says, smiling. Ilma is disappointed. She doesn't want to go to the sick room to see the doctor. At playtime, while the other children are in the playground, Ilma hides beside the big cupboard at the back of the classroom. When they come back to class, the children notice that Ilma's seat is empty. The teacher goes out into the corridor and calls out, "Quickly back to class, Ilma!" But there is no answer. She comes back into the classroom and announces, "Ilma has disappeared." So all the children begin looking for their friend. Behind the cupboard, the little girl huddles up. She loves this game of hide and seek. Even the teacher takes part in it, but she doesn't find it funny at all. You can hear, "Ilma, where are you?" everywhere in the school, but nobody knows where she is. In her hideout, Ilma's leg and back are starting to hurt. She tries to move a bit, but bumps her knee against the wall. She lets out a cry, "Ouch!" and everyone turns to face the cupboard. The children, very pleased to have found their friend, hurry towards her. But Ilma is crying because her knee is aching. The teacher says, "It's time for you to go to the sick room. The doctor is very nice. You'll see."